In a world filled with constant change and challenges, reaching the age of 40 can feel like standing at a crossroads. You've gathered wisdom and experience, but perhaps you're still seeking deeper fulfillment and resilience. What if I told you that mastering a few timeless principles could transform the way you navigate the next chapters of your life? Today, we dive into the powerful philosophy of Stoicism, ancient wisdom that, when understood and applied after 40, feels almost like having a secret cheat code to life. Stay with me as we explore these Stoic lessons that can bring unparalleled clarity, peace, and strength, guiding you to not just endure, but thrive through life's trials and triumphs. Let's embark on this journey together and unlock the profound potential that awaits. Lesson 1. Mastering your mind. You've faced numerous challenges that have tested your mental and emotional strength. One of the core teachings of Stoicism is the mastery of your own mind. Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic philosopher, famously said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." This principle emphasizes that while you cannot control external events, you have the ability to control your reactions, thoughts, and emotions. Reflecting on this principle can be transformative. Each day, take a few minutes to review your responses to various situations. Consider whether you acted with calmness and reason, or let emotions dictate your actions. By regularly evaluating your behavior, you can gradually cultivate a more measured and composed approach to life's challenges. Additionally, incorporating mindfulness techniques, such as meditation or deep breathing exercises, can help maintain a balanced mind. These practices train you to focus on the present moment and manage stress more effectively. Over time, you'll find that you can approach even the most difficult situations with a sense of inner calm and resilience. Lesson 2. Embrace the present. Life can often feel like it's rushing by, leaving us caught between regrets of the past and anxieties about the future. The Stoics emphasized the importance of living in the present moment. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Confine yourself to the present." This lesson teaches that the present is the only time we truly have control over, and focusing on it can lead to greater tranquility and effectiveness. Imagine the peace that comes from fully immersing yourself in the here and now. Practice being present in your daily activities, whether it's having a meal, walking, or engaging in a conversation. Pay attention to the details and sensations around you, immersing yourself in the experience. This practice not only enhances your appreciation for life's simple pleasures, but also increases your productivity and effectiveness. By concentrating on one task at a time with full dedication, you'll find that your work becomes more fulfilling and your interactions more meaningful. Over time, this focused approach can significantly enhance your overall sense of well-being and satisfaction. Lesson 3. Understanding control. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, taught that our distress comes not from events themselves, but from our judgments about them. By understanding what is within our control and what is not, we can reduce unnecessary stress and anxiety. This distinction is crucial for maintaining peace of mind, especially as life becomes more complex and demanding. To apply this lesson, start by conducting a control audit of your life. Make a list of things that are currently causing you stress and categorize them into what you can control and what you cannot. Focus your energy on the things within your control and practice letting go of the rest. This shift in focus can be incredibly liberating. It allows you to redirect your efforts towards actions that can truly make a difference. By concentrating on what you can influence, you empower yourself to make meaningful changes and improvements in your life, while accepting the things you cannot change with grace. Training yourself to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively to situations is another key aspect of understanding control. This can be achieved through deliberate practice and reflection. When faced with a challenging situation, take a moment to pause and consider your response. Ask yourself whether your reaction will help or hinder your long-term goals and well-being. By cultivating this habit, you develop a more resilient and composed approach to life's inevitable ups and downs. Lesson 4. Viewing obstacles as opportunities. Life inevitably brings obstacles, but Stoicism teaches that these can be viewed as opportunities for growth. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, argued that every challenge is a chance to practice virtues such as patience, courage, and perseverance. This perspective can transform your approach to life's difficulties, making you more resilient and adaptable. When you encounter a setback, instead of seeing it as a failure or an insurmountable problem, try to reframe it as a valuable learning experience. Consider what the situation is teaching you and how you can use this knowledge to improve yourself. For instance, if you face a difficult project at work, see it as an opportunity to develop new skills and demonstrate your resilience. By adopting this mindset, you turn adversity into a catalyst for personal growth and development. Moreover, viewing obstacles as opportunities helps you build emotional resilience. It encourages you to embrace challenges with a sense of purpose and optimism, rather than being overwhelmed by them. This shift in perspective not only enhances your ability to cope with stress, but also fosters a proactive and empowered approach to life. Over time, this practice can lead to a profound transformation in how you perceive and handle difficulties, making you more robust and capable of thriving in any circumstance. Lesson 5. The power of perception. Our perceptions shape our reality. Epictetus, another Stoic philosopher, famously said, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." This lesson underscores the importance of managing our perceptions and judgments to maintain peace of mind and emotional well-being. Imagine being stuck in traffic and running late for an important meeting. You can perceive this situation as a disaster, leading to feelings of anger and frustration. Alternatively, you could see it as an opportunity to listen to a favorite podcast or audiobook, thus reclaiming the time and transforming a frustrating experience into an enjoyable one. This shift in perception can significantly alter your emotional response to the situation. To practice this Stoic technique, start by observing your automatic thoughts and questioning their accuracy. Does this thought reflect reality? Is there another way to view this situation? This practice of questioning and reframing your thoughts can dramatically change your emotional landscape. It's not about deceiving yourself or ignoring reality. It's about adjusting your lens to see life more clearly and respond in ways that align with your deepest values. By consistently applying this principle, you enhance your resilience and capacity for happiness and fulfillment. It's a transformative process that turns everyday challenges into opportunities for growth and self-discovery, helping you navigate life with greater wisdom and peace. Lesson 6. The importance of community. Stoicism teaches that humans are inherently social creatures meant to live in harmony with others. Marcus Aurelius himself saw the importance of community and believed that building or joining a community is not just a personal choice, but a moral imperative. Each person has something valuable to contribute to the collective, and in return, the community offers support, wisdom, and perspective that one cannot find when alone. Imagine the strength and resilience of a network where each individual acts with virtue and reason. Such a group can significantly amplify the positive impact on each member's life. Actively participating in a community can mean various things. It might be as simple as joining a local group that shares your interests or volunteering for causes that align with your values. In today's digital age, community can also extend to online forums and social media platforms where Stoic principles are discussed and life challenges are navigated collectively. Participating in these communities allows for the exchange of ideas and provides a support system that can be crucial during tough times. It's about giving and receiving advice, sharing resources, or simply providing an empathetic ear. Every interaction offers a chance to practice Stoic virtues such as kindness, understanding, and patience. Engaging in community life enhances our sense of belonging and purpose, reinforcing the Stoic idea that we are part of something larger than ourselves, which can be incredibly fulfilling. This integration of personal virtue with communal life is perhaps one of the most rewarding aspects of practicing Stoicism today. Lesson 7. The Discipline of Desire. Seneca, another influential Stoic, often discussed the discipline of desire, emphasizing that self-control is essential for a happy life. Without self-discipline, we become slaves to our passions rather than rulers of our own minds. The ability to govern our desires and impulses is crucial for maintaining inner peace and living a virtuous life. Imagine the power and freedom that come from being in complete control of your actions and decisions, no matter what temptations or immediate gratifications present themselves. This is the heart of Stoic self-discipline. It means making choices that reflect your values, even when they aren't the easiest or most immediately gratifying options available. Consider the benefits of choosing to save money instead of spending it impulsively. This aligns with the value of financial security and independence. Similarly, deciding to wake up early to meditate or exercise before a busy day demonstrates a commitment to health and mindfulness, prioritizing long-term well-being over extra sleep. The Stoics saw self-discipline not just as a solitary pursuit, but as something that benefited the community. By controlling our impulses and making reasoned decisions, we contribute to a more rational, calm, and considerate society. Lesson 8. Acceptance and Amor Fati. One of the most profound teachings of Stoicism is the concept of acceptance, often encapsulated in the phrase Amor Fati, or love of fate. This idea encourages us to not only accept what happens to us, but to embrace it fully, recognizing that every event is a part of the larger tapestry of life. By accepting and even loving our fate, we can find peace and strength in the face of adversity. Consider how often we resist the inevitable, wishing for things to be different than they are. This resistance only creates additional suffering. Instead, by practicing acceptance, we align ourselves with reality and reduce unnecessary distress. This doesn't mean we become passive or indifferent to change, but rather that we respond to life's challenges with grace and composure. To cultivate this mindset, start by reflecting on past events that you initially viewed as negative, but later realized contributed to your growth or happiness in some way. Embrace the idea that every experience, whether pleasant or painful, has value and can teach you something important. By adopting an attitude of acceptance and love for your fate, you develop a resilient and positive approach to life's inevitable ups and downs. Lesson 9. Practicing Virtue. At the core of Stoicism is the pursuit of virtue, which the Stoics believed was the highest good and the key to a fulfilling life. Virtue, in the Stoic sense, encompasses wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These are the guiding principles that inform our actions and decisions, helping us live in harmony with ourselves and others. Practicing virtue involves making choices that reflect these principles, even when they are difficult or inconvenient. For example, wisdom requires us to seek knowledge and understanding. Courage calls us to face challenges with bravery. Justice demands fairness and integrity in our dealings with others. And temperance encourages moderation and self-control. By striving to embody these virtues, we cultivate a character that is strong, compassionate, and aligned with the highest values of Stoicism. Consider how you can apply these virtues in your daily life. When faced with a difficult decision, ask yourself what the wise, courageous, just, and temperate action would be. By consistently making choices that align with these virtues, you build a foundation of integrity and resilience that will serve you well in all aspects of your life. Lesson 10. The Art of Letting Go. Stoicism teaches the importance of letting go of things that are beyond our control. This concept is closely related to the idea of acceptance, but goes a step further by encouraging us to release our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. By letting go, we free ourselves from unnecessary suffering and focus on what truly matters. Think about the things in your life that you hold on to tightly. Perhaps it's a desire for success, approval, or material wealth. While these things can bring temporary satisfaction, they are ultimately outside your control and can lead to frustration and disappointment. Instead, focus on the things you can control, such as your actions, attitudes, and responses to life's challenges. To practice letting go, start by identifying areas in your life where you feel a strong attachment. Reflect on why these things are important to you and consider how your life would change if you released your hold on them. Gradually, work on shifting your focus from external outcomes to internal virtues and values. This shift in perspective can bring a profound sense of peace and freedom, allowing you to live more fully in the present and with greater contentment. Lesson 11. The Value of Silence and Solitude. In our busy, noisy world, the Stoic practice of silence and solitude can offer a refreshing retreat. The Stoics believed that spending time alone and in silence was essential for self-reflection, contemplation, and personal growth. It allows us to connect with our inner selves, gain clarity, and strengthen our mental and emotional resilience. Imagine setting aside regular time to be alone with your thoughts, free from distractions and external influences. This practice can help you gain a deeper understanding of yourself and your values, clarify your goals, and recharge your mind and spirit. Silence and solitude provide an opportunity to reflect on your life, your choices, and your path forward, fostering a sense of inner peace and strength. To incorporate this practice into your life, start by setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Find a peaceful place where you can be alone, free from interruptions. Use this time to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. Over time, you may find that these moments of solitude become a cherished part of your daily routine, offering a sanctuary of calm and clarity in the midst of life's demands. Lesson 12. The Practice of Gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 13. The Wisdom of Flexibility. While Stoicism emphasizes principles and virtues, it also recognizes the importance of flexibility and adaptability. Life is unpredictable, and our ability to navigate change with grace and resilience is crucial for our well-being. The Stoics taught that we must be like a tree that bends with the wind, able to adapt to circumstances without losing our core strength. Embracing flexibility means being open to new experiences and perspectives, willing to adjust your plans and expectations as needed. It involves letting go of rigid thinking and embracing a more fluid approach to life's challenges. By cultivating flexibility, you become more resilient and better equipped to handle whatever comes your way. To practice flexibility, start by examining areas of your life where you may be holding on to rigid expectations or plans. Consider how you can adopt a more adaptable mindset, allowing yourself to go with the flow and adjust to changing circumstances. This doesn't mean abandoning your goals or principles, but rather approaching them with a sense of openness and willingness to change course when necessary. By embracing flexibility, you enhance your ability to thrive in an ever-changing world. Lesson 14. The strength of humility. Humility is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, emphasizing the importance of recognizing our limitations and embracing a mindset of continuous learning. The Stoics believed that humility allowed us to see ourselves more clearly, acknowledge our flaws, and strive for self-improvement. Practicing humility involves letting go of ego and pride, being open to feedback, and learning from our mistakes. It means recognizing that we are not infallible and that there is always room for growth and improvement. By embracing humility, we cultivate a sense of inner strength and wisdom, allowing us to approach life's challenges with a more balanced and grounded perspective. Consider how you can practice humility in your daily life. Reflect on your interactions with others and be open to their perspectives and feedback. Recognize your limitations and seek opportunities for learning and growth. By embracing humility, you build a foundation of inner strength and wisdom that will serve you well in all aspects of your life. Lesson 15. The practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a key component of Stoic philosophy, emphasizing the importance of being fully present and aware in each moment. By cultivating mindfulness, we develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and our surroundings, enhancing our ability to respond to life's challenges with clarity and composure. Practicing mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment, observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, and engaging fully in our activities. It helps us to become more aware of our automatic reactions and make more deliberate choices. By cultivating mindfulness, we can reduce stress, increase our emotional resilience, and improve our overall well-being. To practice mindfulness, start by incorporating simple mindfulness exercises into your daily routine. This could include mindful breathing, body scans, or mindful walking. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts, and connect with the present moment. As you develop your mindfulness practice, you may find that you become more attuned to your inner experiences and more capable of navigating life's challenges with a sense of calm and clarity. Lesson 16. The power of simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 17. The practice of detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering, as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience, regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within, and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being, and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. Lesson 18. The importance of purpose. Having a sense of purpose is essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoics believed that living in accordance with our true nature and fulfilling our unique role in the world was the key to happiness. By aligning our actions with our purpose, we create a life that is rich with meaning and satisfaction. To discover your purpose, start by reflecting on your values, passions, and strengths. Consider what activities and pursuits bring you joy and fulfillment, and how you can align your actions with these interests. By living with purpose, you create a sense of direction and motivation that can guide you through life's challenges and uncertainties. Embracing your purpose also involves being true to yourself and living authentically. It means making choices that reflect your values and aspirations, even when they are difficult or unpopular. By staying true to your purpose, you build a life that is deeply fulfilling and aligned with your highest ideals. Lesson 19. The art of patience. Patience is a vital Stoic virtue that helps us navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. The Stoics believed that patience allowed us to endure hardships, delays, and frustrations without losing our peace of mind. It involves accepting the natural flow of life and trusting that things will unfold in their own time. Practicing patience means cultivating a sense of calm and resilience in the face of adversity. It involves letting go of the need for immediate gratification and embracing a long-term perspective. By developing patience, we can reduce stress, improve our relationships, and enhance our overall well-being. To cultivate patience, start by practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. Notice when you feel impatient and reflect on the underlying causes. Consider how you can shift your perspective and approach the situation with a sense of calm and acceptance. Over time, you may find that patience becomes a natural part of your response to life's challenges, allowing you to navigate them with greater ease and grace. Lesson 20. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform our relationships and our inner world. The Stoics believed that holding on to anger and resentment only harms ourselves, and that forgiveness allows us to release these negative emotions and find peace. It involves letting go of past hurts and embracing a mindset of compassion and understanding. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing harmful behavior, but rather freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and bitterness. It allows us to move forward with a sense of inner peace and resilience, rather than being held back by past grievances. To practice forgiveness, start by reflecting on the people and situations that have caused you pain. Consider how holding on to these negative emotions impacts your well-being and how you can begin to let go. This might involve writing a letter of forgiveness, practicing empathy, or seeking professional support. By embracing forgiveness, you create space for healing and growth, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Lesson 21: The Wisdom of Mortality. One of the most profound teachings of Stoicism is the contemplation of mortality. The Stoics believed that regularly reflecting on our own mortality helps us appreciate the preciousness of life and motivates us to live more fully. By embracing the reality of death, we can prioritize what truly matters and live with greater purpose and clarity. Consider the impact of regularly contemplating your own mortality. This practice can help you focus on the present moment, appreciate the people and experiences that bring you joy, and make choices that align with your deepest values. It can also reduce fear and anxiety about death, allowing you to approach life's challenges with a sense of peace and acceptance. To integrate this practice into your life, take time each day to reflect on the impermanence of life. This might involve meditating on the concept of memento mori, journaling about your reflections, or simply spending time in nature, contemplating the cycles of life and death. By embracing the wisdom of mortality, you can cultivate a deeper appreciation for life and a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson 22: The Practice of Compassion. Compassion is a fundamental Stoic virtue that involves recognizing the shared humanity of all people and responding with kindness and empathy. The Stoics believed that compassion helps us build stronger connections with others and create a more just and harmonious society. It involves seeing beyond our own needs and concerns and considering the well-being of others. Practicing compassion means treating others with kindness and understanding, even in difficult situations. It involves being patient, listening deeply, and offering support when needed. By cultivating compassion, we can improve our relationships, reduce conflict, and contribute to a more positive and supportive community. To practice compassion, start by reflecting on the common humanity that connects us all. Consider the struggles and challenges that others face and how you can respond with empathy and kindness. This might involve volunteering, offering a kind word or gesture, or simply being present and attentive in your interactions with others. By embracing compassion, you create a more harmonious and connected world, both for yourself and for those around you. Lesson 23: The Strength of Integrity. Integrity is a core Stoic value that involves living in accordance with your principles and values. The Stoics believed that integrity was essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life, as it helps us build trust and respect, both with ourselves and with others. It involves being honest, reliable, and consistent in our actions and decisions. Practicing integrity means making choices that reflect your values, even when they are difficult or inconvenient. It involves being true to yourself and standing by your principles, regardless of external pressures. By cultivating integrity, you build a strong foundation of character and trust that can support you through life's challenges. To practice integrity, start by reflecting on your core values and how you can align your actions with these principles. Consider the impact of your choices on yourself and others, and strive to act with honesty and consistency. By embracing integrity, you build a life that is true to your highest ideals and create a legacy of trust and respect. Lesson 24: The Power of Resilience. Resilience is a key Stoic virtue that involves the ability to bounce back from adversity and continue moving forward. The Stoics believed that resilience was essential for navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. It involves maintaining a positive and proactive attitude, even in the face of difficulties. Practicing resilience means cultivating a mindset of growth and adaptability. It involves seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as insurmountable obstacles. By developing resilience, you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. To build resilience, start by reflecting on past challenges and how you overcame them. Consider the strengths and skills that helped you persevere and how you can apply these lessons to future challenges. By embracing resilience, you can develop a more robust and adaptable approach to life, allowing you to thrive in any circumstance. Lesson 25, the wisdom of silence. Silence is a powerful Stoic practice that involves creating space for reflection, contemplation, and inner peace. The Stoics believed that silence was essential for gaining clarity and wisdom, as it allows us to connect with our inner selves and gain a deeper understanding of our thoughts and feelings. Practicing silence means setting aside regular time for quiet reflection, free from distractions and external influences. It involves creating a sanctuary of calm and stillness where you can connect with your inner wisdom and gain insight into your life and your path forward. To incorporate silence into your life, start by setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Find a peaceful place where you can be alone and free from interruptions. Use this time to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. Over time, you may find that these moments of silence become a cherished part of your daily routine, offering a sanctuary of calm and clarity in the midst of life's demands. Lesson 26, the practice of gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 27, the value of simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 28, the practice of detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering, as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience, regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within, and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. Lesson 29. The importance of purpose. Having a sense of purpose is essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoics believed that living in accordance with our true nature and fulfilling our unique role in the world was the key to happiness. By aligning our actions with our purpose, we create a life that is rich with meaning and satisfaction. To discover your purpose, start by reflecting on your values, passions, and strengths. Consider what activities and pursuits bring you joy and fulfillment, and how you can align your actions with these interests. By living with purpose, you create a sense of direction and motivation that can guide you through life's challenges and uncertainties. Embracing your purpose also involves being true to yourself and living authentically. It means making choices that reflect your values and aspirations, even when they are difficult or unpopular. By staying true to your purpose, you build a life that is deeply fulfilling and aligned with your highest ideals. Lesson 30. The art of patience. Patience is a vital Stoic virtue that helps us navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. The Stoics believed that patience allowed us to endure hardships, delays, and frustrations without losing our peace of mind. It involves accepting the natural flow of life and trusting that things will unfold in their own time. Practicing patience means cultivating a sense of calm and resilience in the face of adversity. It involves letting go of the need for immediate gratification and embracing a long-term perspective. By developing patience, we can reduce stress, improve our relationships, and enhance our overall well-being. To cultivate patience, start by practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. Notice when you feel impatient and reflect on the underlying causes. Consider how you can shift your perspective and approach the situation with a sense of calm and acceptance. Over time, you may find that patience becomes a natural part of your response to life's challenges, allowing you to navigate them with greater ease and grace. Lesson 31. The power of forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform our relationships and our inner world. The Stoics believed that holding on to anger and resentment only harms ourselves, and that forgiveness allows us to release these negative emotions and find peace. It involves letting go of past hurts and embracing a mindset of compassion and understanding. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing harmful behavior, but rather freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and bitterness. It allows us to move forward with a sense of inner peace and resilience, rather than being held back by past grievances. To practice forgiveness, start by reflecting on the people and situations that have caused you pain. Consider how holding on to these negative emotions impacts your well-being, and how you can begin to let go. This might involve writing a letter of forgiveness, practicing empathy, or seeking professional support. By embracing forgiveness, you create space for healing and growth, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Lesson 32, The Wisdom of Mortality. One of the most profound teachings of Stoicism is the contemplation of mortality. The Stoics believed that regularly reflecting on our own mortality helps us appreciate the preciousness of life and motivates us to live more fully. By embracing the reality of death, we can prioritize what truly matters and live with greater purpose and clarity. Consider the impact of regularly contemplating your own mortality. This practice can help you focus on the present moment, appreciate the people and experiences that bring you joy, and make choices that align with your deepest values. It can also reduce fear and anxiety about death, allowing you to approach life's challenges with a sense of peace and acceptance. To integrate this practice into your life, take time each day to reflect on the impermanence of life. This might involve meditating on the concept of memento mori, journaling about your reflections, or simply spending time in nature contemplating the cycles of life and death. By embracing the wisdom of mortality, you can cultivate a deeper appreciation for life and a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson 33, The Practice of Compassion. Compassion is a fundamental Stoic virtue that involves recognizing the shared humanity of all people and responding with kindness and empathy. The Stoics believed that compassion helps us build stronger connections with others and create a more just and harmonious society. It involves seeing beyond our own needs and concerns and considering the well-being of others. Practicing compassion means treating others with kindness and understanding, even in difficult situations. It involves being patient, listening deeply, and offering support when needed. By cultivating compassion, we can improve our relationships, reduce conflict, and contribute to a more positive and supportive community. To practice compassion, start by reflecting on the common humanity that connects us all. Consider the struggles and challenges that others face and how you can respond with empathy and kindness. This might involve volunteering, offering a kind word or gesture, or simply being present and attentive in your interactions with others. By embracing compassion, you create a more harmonious and connected world, both for yourself and for those around you. Lesson 34, The Strength of Integrity. Integrity is a core Stoic value that involves living in accordance with your principles and values. The Stoics believed that integrity was essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life, as it helps us build trust and respect, both with ourselves and with others. It involves being honest, reliable, and consistent in our actions and decisions. Practicing integrity means making choices that reflect your values, even when they are difficult or inconvenient. It involves being true to yourself and standing by your principles, regardless of external pressures. By cultivating integrity, you build a strong foundation of character and trust that can support you through life's challenges. To practice integrity, start by reflecting on your core values and how you can align your actions with these principles. Consider the impact of your choices on yourself and others, and strive to act with honesty and consistency. By embracing integrity, you build a life that is true to your highest ideals and create a legacy of trust and respect. Lesson 35, The Power of Resilience. Resilience is a key Stoic virtue that involves the ability to bounce back from adversity and continue moving forward. The Stoics believed that resilience was essential for navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. It involves maintaining a positive and proactive attitude, even in the face of difficulties. Practicing resilience means cultivating a mindset of growth and adaptability. It involves seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as insurmountable obstacles. By developing resilience, you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. To build resilience, start by reflecting on past challenges and how you overcame them. Consider the strengths and skills that helped you persevere and how you can apply these lessons to future challenges. By embracing resilience, you can develop a more robust and adaptable approach to life, allowing you to thrive in any circumstance. Lesson 36: The Wisdom of Silence. Silence is a powerful stoic practice that involves creating space for reflection, contemplation, and inner peace. The Stoics believed that silence was essential for gaining clarity and wisdom, as it allows us to connect with our inner selves and gain a deeper understanding of our thoughts and feelings. Practicing silence means setting aside regular time for quiet reflection, free from distractions and external influences. It involves creating a sanctuary of calm and stillness, where you can connect with your inner wisdom and gain insight into your life and your path forward. To incorporate silence into your life, start by setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Find a peaceful place where you can be alone and free from interruptions. Use this time to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. Over time, you may find that these moments of silence become a cherished part of your daily routine, offering a sanctuary of calm and clarity in the midst of life's demands. Lesson 37: The Practice of Gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal, where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 38: The Value of Simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 39: The Practice of Detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering, as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience, regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. Lesson 40. The importance of purpose. Having a sense of purpose is essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoics believed that living in accordance with our true nature and fulfilling our unique role in the world was the key to happiness. By aligning our actions with our purpose, we create a life that is rich with meaning and satisfaction. To discover your purpose, start by reflecting on your values, passions, and strengths. Consider what activities and pursuits bring you joy and fulfillment, and how you can align your actions with these interests. By living with purpose, you create a sense of direction and motivation that can guide you through life's challenges and uncertainties. Embracing your purpose also involves being true to yourself and living authentically. It means making choices that reflect your values and aspirations, even when they are difficult or unpopular. By staying true to your purpose, you build a life that is deeply fulfilling and aligned with your highest ideals. Lesson 41. The Art of Patience. Patience is a vital Stoic virtue that helps us navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. The Stoics believed that patience allowed us to endure hardships, delays, and frustrations without losing our peace of mind. It involves accepting the natural flow of life and trusting that things will unfold in their own time. Practicing patience means cultivating a sense of calm and resilience in the face of adversity. It involves letting go of the need for immediate gratification and embracing a long-term perspective. By developing patience, we can reduce stress, improve our relationships, and enhance our overall well-being. To cultivate patience, start by practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. Notice when you feel impatient and reflect on the underlying causes. Consider how you can shift your perspective and approach the situation with a sense of calm and acceptance. Over time, you may find that patience becomes a natural part of your response to life's challenges, allowing you to navigate them with greater ease and grace. Lesson 42. The Power of Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform our relationships and our inner world. The Stoics believed that holding on to anger and resentment only harms ourselves, and that forgiveness allows us to release these negative emotions and find peace. It involves letting go of past hurts and embracing a mindset of compassion and understanding. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing harmful behavior, but rather freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and bitterness. It allows us to move forward with a sense of inner peace and resilience, rather than being held back by past grievances. To practice forgiveness, start by reflecting on the people and situations that have caused you pain. Consider how holding on to these negative emotions impacts your well-being and how you can begin to let go. This might involve writing a letter of forgiveness, practicing empathy, or seeking professional support. By embracing forgiveness, you create space for healing and growth, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Lesson 43. The Wisdom of Mortality. One of the most profound teachings of Stoicism is the contemplation of mortality. The Stoics believed that regularly reflecting on our own mortality helps us appreciate the preciousness of life and motivates us to live more fully. By embracing the reality of death, we can prioritize what truly matters and live with greater purpose and clarity. Consider the impact of regularly contemplating your own mortality. This practice can help you focus on the present moment, appreciate the people and experiences that bring you joy, and make choices that align with your deepest values. It can also reduce fear and anxiety about death, allowing you to approach life's challenges with a sense of peace and acceptance. To integrate this practice into your life, take time each day to reflect on the impermanence of life. This might involve meditating on the concept of memento mori, journaling about your reflections, or simply spending time in nature, contemplating the cycles of life and death. By embracing the wisdom of mortality, you can cultivate a deeper appreciation for life and a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson 44, the practice of compassion. Compassion is a fundamental Stoic virtue that involves recognizing the shared humanity of all people and responding with kindness and empathy. The Stoics believed that compassion helps us build stronger connections with others and create a more just and harmonious society. It involves seeing beyond our own needs and concerns and considering the well-being of others. Practicing compassion means treating others with kindness and understanding, even in difficult situations. It involves being patient, listening deeply, and offering support when needed. By cultivating compassion, we can improve our relationships, reduce conflict, and contribute to a more positive and supportive community. To practice compassion, start by reflecting on the common humanity that connects us all. Consider the struggles and challenges that others face, and how you can respond with empathy and kindness. This might involve volunteering, offering a kind word or gesture, or simply being present and attentive in your interactions with others. By embracing compassion, you create a more harmonious and connected world, both for yourself and for those around you. Lesson 45, the strength of integrity. Integrity is a core Stoic value that involves living in accordance with your principles and values. The Stoics believed that integrity was essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life, as it helps us build trust and respect, both with ourselves and with others. It involves being honest, reliable, and consistent in our actions and decisions. Practicing integrity means making choices that reflect your values, even when they are difficult or inconvenient. It involves being true to yourself and standing by your principles, regardless of external pressures. By cultivating integrity, you build a strong foundation of character and trust that can support you through life's challenges. To practice integrity, start by reflecting on your core values and how you can align your actions with these principles. Consider the impact of your choices on yourself and others, and strive to act with honesty and consistency. By embracing integrity, you build a life that is true to your highest ideals and create a legacy of trust and respect. Lesson 46, the power of resilience. Resilience is a key Stoic virtue that involves the ability to bounce back from adversity and continue moving forward. The Stoics believed that resilience was essential for navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. It involves maintaining a positive and proactive attitude, even in the face of difficulties. Practicing resilience means cultivating a mindset of growth and adaptability. It involves seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as insurmountable obstacles. By developing resilience, you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. To build resilience, start by reflecting on past challenges and how you overcame them. Consider the strengths and skills that helped you persevere and how you can apply these lessons to future challenges. By embracing resilience, you can develop a more robust and adaptable approach to life, allowing you to thrive in any circumstance. Lesson 47, the wisdom of silence. Silence is a powerful Stoic practice that involves creating space for reflection, contemplation, and inner peace. The Stoics believed that silence was essential for gaining clarity and wisdom, as it allows us to connect with our inner selves and gain a deeper understanding of our thoughts and feelings. Practicing silence means setting aside regular time for quiet reflection, free from distractions and external influences. It involves creating a sanctuary of calm and stillness where you can connect with your inner wisdom and gain insight into your life and your path forward. To incorporate silence into your life, start by setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Find a peaceful place where you can be alone and free from interruptions. Use this time to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. Over time, you may find that these moments of silence become a cherished part of your daily routine, offering a sanctuary of calm and clarity in the midst of life's demands. Lesson 48: The Practice of Gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 49: The Value of Simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 50: The Practice of Detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering, as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within, and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. Lesson 51: the wisdom of moderation. Moderation is a key Stoic principle that emphasizes balance and self-control. The Stoics believed that living a life of moderation, avoiding excess and indulgence, leads to a more harmonious and fulfilling existence. By practicing moderation, we can maintain our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Incorporating moderation into your life involves being mindful of your habits and behaviors. This might mean regulating your diet, ensuring you get enough sleep, and balancing work with leisure. It also involves managing your emotional responses and not allowing yourself to be overwhelmed by extremes of emotion. By practicing moderation, you create a stable foundation for a healthy and balanced life. To cultivate moderation, start by identifying areas where you may be prone to excess or imbalance. Reflect on how these habits impact your overall well-being and consider how you can make more balanced choices. By embracing moderation, you can create a more sustainable and fulfilling lifestyle. Lesson 52. The power of reflection. Reflection is an essential Stoic practice that involves regularly examining your thoughts, actions, and experiences. The Stoics believed that self-reflection helps us gain insight into our behaviors, learn from our mistakes, and grow as individuals. By making reflection a regular part of your routine, you can develop greater self-awareness and wisdom. To practice reflection, set aside time each day or week to review your experiences and decisions. Consider what went well, what challenges you faced, and how you responded. Reflect on how your actions align with your values and identify areas for improvement. This practice can help you make more informed and intentional choices, leading to personal growth and fulfillment. You can also incorporate journaling into your reflection practice. Writing down your thoughts and experiences can provide clarity and help you track your progress over time. By making reflection a regular habit, you can cultivate a deeper understanding of yourself and your path forward. Lesson 53. The practice of courage. Courage is a central virtue in Stoicism, involving the strength to face challenges, take risks, and stand up for your values. The Stoics believed that courage is essential for living a virtuous and fulfilling life. It involves not only physical bravery, but also moral and emotional courage. Practicing courage means taking action in the face of fear, uncertainty, and adversity. It involves standing up for what you believe in, even when it is difficult or unpopular. By cultivating courage, you can navigate life's challenges with greater confidence and resilience. To develop courage, start by identifying areas where you feel fear or hesitation. Reflect on the underlying causes and consider how you can face these fears head-on. This might involve taking small steps towards your goals, speaking up in difficult situations, or challenging yourself to step out of your comfort zone. By practicing courage, you build inner strength and resilience, allowing you to face life's challenges with greater confidence. Lesson 54. The value of perseverance. Perseverance is a vital Stoic virtue that involves maintaining effort and determination in the face of obstacles and setbacks. The Stoics believed that perseverance is essential for achieving long-term goals and overcoming challenges. It involves staying committed to your values and objectives, even when progress is slow or difficult. Practicing perseverance means maintaining a positive and proactive attitude, even in the face of adversity. It involves setting realistic goals, breaking them down into manageable steps, and consistently working towards them. By developing perseverance, you can achieve your goals and overcome challenges with greater resilience and determination. To cultivate perseverance, start by setting clear and achievable goals. Reflect on your progress regularly and adjust your approach as needed. Consider how you can stay motivated and maintain a positive mindset, even when faced with setbacks. By embracing perseverance, you can build the resilience and determination needed to achieve your goals and overcome life's challenges. Lesson 55. The practice of wisdom. Wisdom is the highest virtue in Stoic philosophy, involving the pursuit of knowledge, understanding, and insight. The Stoics believed that wisdom is essential for making informed and virtuous decisions. It involves seeking truth, learning from experience, and applying knowledge to improve oneself and the world. Practicing wisdom means being open to new ideas, questioning assumptions, and seeking knowledge from diverse sources. It involves reflecting on your experiences, learning from your mistakes, and striving to understand the world more deeply. By cultivating wisdom, you can make more informed and virtuous decisions, leading to personal growth and fulfillment. To develop wisdom, start by seeking out opportunities for learning and growth. This might involve reading, attending lectures, or engaging in thoughtful discussions. Reflect on your experiences and consider how you can apply your knowledge to improve yourself and your community. By embracing wisdom, you can navigate life's challenges with greater understanding and insight. Lesson 56. The power of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a key component of Stoic philosophy, emphasizing the importance of being fully present and aware in each moment. By cultivating mindfulness, we develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and our surroundings, enhancing our ability to respond to life's challenges with clarity and composure. Practicing mindfulness involves paying attention to the present moment, observing our thoughts and feelings without judgment, and engaging fully in our activities. It helps us to become more aware of our automatic reactions and make more deliberate choices. By cultivating mindfulness, we can reduce stress, increase our emotional resilience, and improve our overall well-being. To practice mindfulness, start by incorporating simple mindfulness exercises into your daily routine. This could include mindful breathing, body scans, or mindful walking. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your thoughts, and connect with the present moment. As you develop your mindfulness practice, you may find that you become more attuned to your inner experiences and more capable of navigating life's challenges with a sense of calm and clarity. Lesson 57. The importance of gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 58. The value of simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 59. The practice of detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering, as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience, regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. Lesson 60. The importance of purpose. Having a sense of purpose is essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life. The Stoics believed that living in accordance with our true nature and fulfilling our unique role in the world was the key to happiness. By aligning our actions with our purpose, we create a life that is rich with meaning and satisfaction. To discover your purpose, start by reflecting on your values, passions, and strengths. Consider what activities and pursuits bring you joy and fulfillment, and how you can align your actions with these interests. By living with purpose, you create a sense of direction and motivation that can guide you through life's challenges and uncertainties. Embracing your purpose also involves being true to yourself and living authentically. It means making choices that reflect your values and aspirations, even when they are difficult or unpopular. By staying true to your purpose, you build a life that is deeply fulfilling and aligned with your highest ideals. Lesson 61. The Art of Patience. Patience is a vital Stoic virtue that helps us navigate life's challenges with grace and composure. The Stoics believed that patience allowed us to endure hardships, delays, and frustrations without losing our peace of mind. It involves accepting the natural flow of life and trusting that things will unfold in their own time. Practicing patience means cultivating a sense of calm and resilience in the face of adversity. It involves letting go of the need for immediate gratification and embracing a long-term perspective. By developing patience, we can reduce stress, improve our relationships, and enhance our overall well-being. To cultivate patience, start by practicing mindfulness and self-awareness. Notice when you feel impatient and reflect on the underlying causes. Consider how you can shift your perspective and approach the situation with a sense of calm and acceptance. Over time, you may find that patience becomes a natural part of your response to life's challenges, allowing you to navigate them with greater ease and grace. Lesson 62. The Power of Forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform our relationships and our inner world. The Stoics believed that holding on to anger and resentment only harms ourselves, and that forgiveness allows us to release these negative emotions and find peace. It involves letting go of past hurts and embracing a mindset of compassion and understanding. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning or excusing harmful behavior, but rather freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and bitterness. It allows us to move forward with a sense of inner peace and resilience, rather than being held back by past grievances. To practice forgiveness, start by reflecting on the people and situations that have caused you pain. Consider how holding on to these negative emotions impacts your well-being and how you can begin to let go. This might involve writing a letter of forgiveness, practicing empathy, or seeking professional support. By embracing forgiveness, you create space for healing and growth, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Lesson 63: The Wisdom of Mortality. One of the most profound teachings of Stoicism is the contemplation of mortality. The Stoics believed that regularly reflecting on our own mortality helps us appreciate the preciousness of life and motivates us to live more fully. By embracing the reality of death, we can prioritize what truly matters and live with greater purpose and clarity. Consider the impact of regularly contemplating your own mortality. This practice can help you focus on the present moment, appreciate the people and experiences that bring you joy, and make choices that align with your deepest values. It can also reduce fear and anxiety about death, allowing you to approach life's challenges with a sense of peace and acceptance. To integrate this practice into your life, take time each day to reflect on the impermanence of life. This might involve meditating on the concept of memento mori, journaling about your reflections, or simply spending time in nature, contemplating the cycles of life and death. By embracing the wisdom of mortality, you can cultivate a deeper appreciation for life and a greater sense of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson 64: The Practice of Compassion. Compassion is a fundamental Stoic virtue that involves recognizing the shared humanity of all people and responding with kindness and empathy. The Stoics believed that compassion helps us build stronger connections with others and create a more just and harmonious society. It involves seeing beyond our own needs and concerns and considering the well-being of others. Practicing compassion means treating others with kindness and understanding, even in difficult situations. It involves being patient, listening deeply, and offering support when needed. By cultivating compassion, we can improve our relationships, reduce conflict, and contribute to a more positive and supportive community. To practice compassion, start by reflecting on the common humanity that connects us all. Consider the struggles and challenges that others face and how you can respond with empathy and kindness. This might involve volunteering, offering a kind word or gesture, or simply being present and attentive in your interactions with others. By embracing compassion, you create a more harmonious and connected world, both for yourself and for those around you. Lesson 65: The Strength of Integrity. Integrity is a core Stoic value that involves living in accordance with your principles and values. The Stoics believed that integrity was essential for a fulfilling and meaningful life, as it helps us build trust and respect, both with ourselves and with others. It involves being honest, reliable, and consistent in our actions and decisions. Practicing integrity means making choices that reflect your values, even when they are difficult or inconvenient. It involves being true to yourself and standing by your principles, regardless of external pressures. By cultivating integrity, you build a strong foundation of character and trust that can support you through life's challenges. To practice integrity, start by reflecting on your core values and how you can align your actions with these principles. Consider the impact of your choices on yourself and others, and strive to act with honesty and consistency. By embracing integrity, you build a life that is true to your highest ideals and create a legacy of trust and respect. Lesson 66. The Power of Resilience. Resilience is a key Stoic virtue that involves the ability to bounce back from adversity and continue moving forward. The Stoics believed that resilience was essential for navigating life's challenges with grace and strength. It involves maintaining a positive and proactive attitude, even in the face of difficulties. Practicing resilience means cultivating a mindset of growth and adaptability. It involves seeing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as insurmountable obstacles. By developing resilience, you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. To build resilience, start by reflecting on past challenges and how you overcame them. Consider the strengths and skills that helped you persevere and how you can apply these lessons to future challenges. By embracing resilience, you can develop a more robust and adaptable approach to life, allowing you to thrive in any circumstance. Lesson 67. The Wisdom of Silence. Silence is a powerful Stoic practice that involves creating space for reflection, contemplation, and inner peace. The Stoics believed that silence was essential for gaining clarity and wisdom, as it allows us to connect with our inner selves and gain a deeper understanding of our thoughts and feelings. Practicing silence means setting aside regular time for quiet reflection, free from distractions and external influences. It involves creating a sanctuary of calm and stillness, where you can connect with your inner wisdom and gain insight into your life and your path forward. To incorporate silence into your life, start by setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection. Find a peaceful place where you can be alone and free from interruptions. Use this time to meditate, journal, or simply sit in silence and observe your thoughts. Over time, you may find that these moments of silence become a cherished part of your daily routine, offering a sanctuary of calm and clarity in the midst of life's demands. Lesson 68. The Practice of Gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful Stoic practice that can transform your outlook on life. By focusing on what you have rather than what you lack, you cultivate a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. The Stoics believed that gratitude was essential for a happy and fulfilling life, helping us to recognize and appreciate the good things in our lives, no matter how small. Consider the simple but profound act of expressing gratitude each day. Reflect on the things you are thankful for, whether it's the support of loved ones, the beauty of nature, or the opportunity to learn and grow. By making gratitude a daily practice, you shift your focus from scarcity to abundance, from longing to satisfaction. Start by keeping a gratitude journal where you write down a few things you are grateful for each day. This practice can help you cultivate a positive mindset and increase your overall sense of well-being. As you become more attuned to the blessings in your life, you may find that your perspective shifts, allowing you to approach each day with a greater sense of joy and appreciation. Lesson 69. The Value of Simplicity. Simplicity is a fundamental principle of Stoic philosophy, advocating for a life free from unnecessary distractions and excess. The Stoics believed that simplicity allowed us to focus on what truly matters, leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Embracing simplicity means decluttering your life, both physically and mentally, and prioritizing the things that align with your values and goals. It involves letting go of material possessions, reducing commitments, and creating space for reflection and mindfulness. By simplifying your life, you can reduce stress, increase your focus, and enhance your overall sense of well-being. To cultivate simplicity, start by examining the areas of your life that feel cluttered or overwhelming. Consider how you can streamline your possessions, commitments, and routines to create more space for the things that matter most. By embracing simplicity, you can create a more balanced and intentional life, allowing you to focus on what truly brings you joy and fulfillment. Lesson 70, the practice of detachment. Detachment is a core Stoic principle that involves letting go of our attachment to outcomes and material possessions. The Stoics believed that attachment leads to suffering as we become dependent on external factors for our happiness and well-being. By practicing detachment, we free ourselves from this dependency and find inner peace. Detachment doesn't mean becoming indifferent or apathetic, but rather maintaining a sense of inner balance and resilience regardless of external circumstances. It involves recognizing that our true happiness comes from within and that we have the power to choose our responses to life's challenges. To practice detachment, start by identifying areas of your life where you feel a strong attachment to outcomes or possessions. Reflect on how these attachments impact your well-being and consider how you can shift your focus to internal values and virtues. By cultivating detachment, you can develop a more resilient and balanced approach to life, allowing you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace.